Good morning, everybody. Today we are learning Simin Kuf Chaf Beis in Hilchos Tefila. We're going to talk about making interruptions between Shmona Esrei and Yudiratzo Nimrei Fi, when we should make our personal requests, and also the adding of Asei Leman Shemecha, Asei Leman Yiminecha, those couple words that we add in Elokai Nitzor. So says the Mechaber in Kuf Chav Beis Sif Aleph. In Bala Hafsik, Velanos Kadesh Ukedusha, Min Shmona Esrei, the Yu Liratzon, Eino Posik. One does not interrupt in order to respond to Kadesh or Kedusha between Shmona Esrei and the saying of Yehu Liratzon Imrei Fi. She Yehu Liratzon Mechlala Tfilahu. Yehu Liratzon is part of Tfila. Avobin Yehu Liratzon, the Shar Tachanunim Shaper Dami. If you already said Yehu Liratzon and you didn't say your additional personal requests, so then you could respond to Kaddish and Kedusha after Yehu Liratzon. Based on this idea that Yehu Liratzon is part of the Kalal HaTfila, Rav Soloveitchik had the practice that the Shliach Tzibur in Chazar Sashatz should say Yehu Liratzon Nimrefi out loud at the end of Chazar Sashatz. That's why you'll hear some Shlichei Tzibur doing that. Comments the Ramah, V'davka b'makom shenogin lomar Yehu Liratzon miyad achar HaTfila. The Shulchan Aruch's ruling applies specifically to places that say Yehu Liratzon right after Shmona Esrei, before Elokai Nitzor. Avol b'makom shenoagin lomar tachanunim kodem Yehu Liratzon, if you're in a place where they say tachanunim, they make their personal requests right after Shmona Esrei before saying Yehu Liratzon, mafse gamkin the Kaddish u'Kedusha. So then you interrupt during that time for Kaddish and Kedusha and respond. Uvimakomos elu noagim lahafse b'Elokai Nitzor kodem Yehu Liratzon. Says the Ramah that in Europe they had the practice that they said Elokai Nitzor prior to Yehu Liratzon, and that's why they were supposed to interrupt for Kedusha, for Kaddish, for Baruch Hu. So let's get into the Mishnah Berurahs before we continue in the Shulchan Aruch there. So for what exactly does one interrupt after saying Yehu Liratzon? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Aleph Shaper Dami, Hainu Demoter Afilu Lanos Stam Amin. Once you say Yehu Liratzon, you can respond to any Amin. V'kol Shekin Amin Da'akel HaKadosh V'shomei HaTfila V'amin Yesh Mirabu Kedusha Or Baruch Hu. Of course, the ones that are even more significant, like the Amin of HaKel HaKadosh V'shomei HaTfila Yesh Mirabu. Okay, Kedushan Baruch Hu. V'hadam Esayim B'sof HaSif. That which the Mechaber ends off by saying, K'derech Shemafsik B'Birkos Kriyishma, the way that one would interrupt in the middle of Birkos Kriyishma, V'sham Eino Mutter Listam Amin. Over there, you can't respond to any Amin, meaning to any and all. V'chinizkel B'simin Tzamech Vav. Sham Halov Ayri B'Rogil Lomar Tachanunim. There, the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about someone who is accustomed to making personal requests. Alkina so'um alav keva v'damyon k'tzas l'shmona esrei. And for that reason, we treat his personal requests as something that is a consistent part of his Shmona Esrei, and it's similar to Shmona Esrei. And that's why we don't interrupt in the middle of them for any stam ami. Ubereisha, however, here at the beginning of the sif, ayri b'misha ragil lomar liprakim. We're talking about somebody who, from time to time, makes personal requests. Alkein ein lohem dimyon l'shmona esrei klal, and that's why they are not similar to Shmona Esrei. And you could say, you could respond to stam ami. Ulefize b'medino senu shalokai nitzor regilin hakol amro. So Mishnah Berurah says that in Europe, where everybody says the lokai nitzor ein lahafsek bol l'stam amin bein kodem shehischilu bein beemtza. So one should not respond to a stam amin during Elokai Nitzor, because we say Elokai Nitzor every day. Whether you have yet to begin Elokai Nitzor or whether you're in the middle of it, doesn't really matter. You shouldn't respond to Stam Amin. To the very important ones, like Amin for Hakel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfila and Yehi Shmei Rabba, those we would interrupt. But for the Stam Amin, we would not. So now let's get into the Ramah. So the Ramah made a distinction between whether you say Yehu Liratzon after Tachanunim or not, right? The Shulchan Aruch was talking about specifically where you say Yehu Liratzon right after Shmona Esrei. But if you're going to say Tachanunim before saying Yehu Liratzon, said the Ramah, then you would interrupt for Kaddish and Kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sef Beis Avol B'Makom V'Chulei Rotza Lomar Afilu Im Lo Hischil Adayin La Omram. Even if you have yet to begin your Tachanunim, so I mean you just finished Mona Esrei, right? Hamivarech Es Hamo Yisrael Bashalom, and we're talking about right now where the person doesn't have the practice to say Yulei Rotzon right away, the way that we do. He's about to start his personal requests. However, because he always adds them, says the Mishnah Berurah here, even if he has yet to begin them, he can still be mafsik in order to respond to Kaddish and Kedusha. Va'afilu im derech ha'ish ahu l'hachmir la'atzmo lomar yihyu l'ratzon take efachar ha'shmona esrei brachos. Even if the person has the stringency that he says yihyu l'ratzon right after shmona esrei the way that we do, ve'eira lo lomar amine shmei rabba u'kedusha kodem sha'amar yihyu l'ratzon. And you just finished ha'mevarech esamo yisab ha'shalom. The Chazan gets up to Kedusha. You've yet to say Yuli Ratzon. Ve'in lo shehus lomar ha'yuli Ratzon. You don't have time to say it. Muter lo la'anos. You still have the heter to respond to Kedusha. Mikomakom l'chatchila yir li'zar shelo yavo li'deichin ki yash machmir mizeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah that ideally one should be careful not to get into this situation because there are those who are stringent not to respond before saying that Yuli Ratzon first. However, sov kol sov b'di'eved, Mishnah Berurah says you would respond. So getting into some of the things that you would respond for, do you respond for Dvarim Shekedusha that you've already heard? Reb Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 3 says that you would. When you're responding during Elokai Nitzor, can you continue with your personal requests in between the Psukim of Kedusha? Rav Yashu says not to do that. Rav Yashu says to listen to all of Kedusha and then continue with the personal requests afterwards. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that it's best to pause during Kedusha, but you wouldn't be obligated to, but everybody would agree that it's best to listen to all of Kedusha. If by saying Yuli Ratzon, you're up to Yuli Ratzon, if you say Yuli Ratzon, you're not going to be able to start Kedusha together with the Tzibur, but you will be able to get into Kedusha later with the Tzibur, meaning the Tzibur will be up to Baruch Var Hashem Komo, but you'll be behind. Should you still say Yuli Ratzon? So the Siach Halacha in footnote 4 says that you should stay Yuli Ratzon in that case because you're considered to be saying Kedusha with the Tzibur as long as Kedusha is still being said. Take a look at that, footnote 4. V'afilu in Beglal Amir Yuli Ratzon, lo yaspek v'haskel imoim Kedusha, you're not going to be able to start together with the Tzibur. Ach kevon shemivur b'viyar halacha lekamon, shekolzman she'at Tzibur lo simu nechshav she'omer imohim. As long as the Tzibur is not finished, you're considered to be saying it together with them. L'chin yitachin shegam kan yomar t'chila Yuli Ratzon v'achar kach yomar kadosh kadosh v'chulei, as we explained. Okay, going forward in the Mishnah Berurah here in Se'iv Gimel. Tachanunim kodem v'chulei v'tov lomar yuli ratzon kodem atachanunim ve'acharehem. It's best to say yuli ratzon right after Sim Shalom and also after the personal requests, and that is our practice. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalur l'kadosh l'baruchu v'ayin misim in Samach Vav hadvarim shemafsikin be'emtza b'erkas kriyashma v'hu hadin hacha. So when you're in the middle of those personal requests, Elokai Netzor, the rule is that you interrupt for anything for which you would interrupt in the middle of Kriyashma. What does that include? So that includes Yeish Meiraba, it includes the Amin to Da'amiran Ba'alma Ve'imru Amin, it includes Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kvod Hashem, Mimekomo, of Kedusha. What about if you finished your Shmona Esrei completely, but you're waiting to take your three steps back because somebody is davening behind you? So in that case, you can interrupt for everything. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. V'im kvar siyim hakol, elo she'inu yachol lifsoa machmas adam shemispala la'achura v'chmo shukosov le'il simin kuf beis, l'chu le'alma yachol lahafsik v'lanos amin. You can respond to everything. V'ma'amar Mordechai kosov b'pshitos, da'afilu baruchu baruch shemo muter azlomar. You can say even Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. You're considered completely finished. You're just held up because somebody's still davening behind you. Samas Chaim in footnote 9 says you can even say Aleinu together with the Tzibur if the Tzibur gets up to Aleinu. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that if the Tzibur is saying Tehillim together, you could say Tehillim together with the Tzibur. Shouldn't say your own Tehillim, but if the Tzibur is saying Tehillim, you can join them.
Once saw someone do Tachan standing up.
Wow.
That's the wall.
Wow. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Umiu, So if you're accustomed to saying these personal requests, if the Shliach Tzibur began to say Chazar Sashatz and he got up to Kadosh Kedusha, Mekatzer Ve'ole. So you shorten the personal requests and you join together with the Shliach Tzibur. If you didn't shorten them, you can still interrupt the way that you would interrupt in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifhei, Umi Uvechule, Gamze, Mari Hamechaber, Beshekvar Omar Yu Lirotzo. So here the Mechaber is talking about where you said Yu L'Ratzon, but you're adding more personal requests. When he says Umihu, this qualification, it's referring to what he's about to say at the end of shortening your requests. Even though the Mechaber said originally that after you say Yu L'Ratzon, you can interrupt, even for a Stav Amin, he said. If you can shorten, then in order to take your three steps back, so then that's even better. Even though you said Yu L'Ratzon, as long as you haven't taken your three steps back, you're still considered as if you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore it's better to take your three steps back before interrupting than interrupting in the middle. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 10 points out that after taking three steps back, it's preferable also to say Oseh Shalom before responding. So what exactly does the Mechaber mean when he says Mekatzer Va'ole? Says the Mishnah Brura, Dahainu Shemafsik Be'emtza HaTachanunim U'Poseh La'acharov. You interrupt in the middle of your personal requests, you take your three steps back. You don't have to add these personal requests every single time. It's not an obligation. If you don't have the time to take the three steps back, and you also didn't say Yu L'Ratzon before Elokai Netzor, so then, if you're in the middle of the personal requests, you should first say Yu L'Ratzon and then respond to Kaddish and Kedusha.
Anywhere in that paragraph?
Yeah. But again, our practice is to say it right after Sim Shalom, then go into Lekai Netzor, and then to say it again. So what if you remember that you forgot Yalav Yavo before you said the second Yu L'Ratzon? You said Yu L'Ratzon, then you're in the middle of Lekai Netzor, but you didn't say the second Yu L'Ratzon. You remember, I forgot Yalav Yavo. Are you considered to have finished Mona Er, so you have to go all the way back to the beginning, or can you go back to Ritzeh? So in Shair HaTziyun, Taf Chaf Beis, the Mishnah Brura says that you're considered to have not yet finished the tefillah, and you can go back to Ritzeh. Okay, now it gets even more interesting, which is where, what if the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, he's up to Kedusha, you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor, and you remember that you forgot Yalav Yavo. So now the Mishnah Brura said you should go back to Ritzeh, but should you respond to Kedusha first? Before you go back to Ritzeh? So Rav Vosner and the Chazanish say, no, you can't respond to Kedusha. Why? Because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? However, Moshe was of the opinion of Reb Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Vav, that you could respond to Kedusha in that case. Okay. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Beis. Ein nachon lomar tachanunim kodem Yu L'Ratzon, ela achar siyim Shmoneh Esrei miyad yomar Yu L'Ratzon. It's not proper to make your personal requests before you say Yu L'Ratzon, but rather you should say Yu L'Ratzon immediately after you finish Mona Esrei, and then if you want to say it again after your personal requests, so gizuntei, you have the rishus to do so. So says the Mishnah Brura in Siv Zayin, Ein Nachon, Ein Beveis Yosef, Edarki Moshe, Shakasu de Medina, Ein Iser. There's no fundamental problem. The Lochomer, Kodem Yu L'Ratzon, Mibirkash Shomeat Tfilah, the Kaiman Le'Elbsim, and Kufya Tess, the Achalishal Bakol Tzrachov. We already said in Kufya Tess that you could even make your personal requests during Shomeat Tfilah. So there's certainly it's no worse to make your personal requests after Sim Shalom before Yu L'Ratzon. However, it's really better to say Yu L'Ratzon before Elokai Netzor. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Ches Yomar Yu L'Ratzon, Kasa V'Seder Hayom, Yu L'Ratzon V'Chulei, Hu Mesugol L'Chama In Yonim. So it's very special for certain things. Tchiloso yud, v'sofo yud, begins with a yud and ends with a yud, like, yud yud. Tevus of yud, it also has 10 words. Va'asara yudin, it also has 10 yuds in all of the words. V'yashvo mem beis osios, it has 42 letters, so it's very connected to Shem Hashem. V'sodo sod gadol, it has, a great power to it. L'chein tzarech la'omro b'nachas u'lechavin. You have to say it calmly. You have to have good kavana. U'mo'el harbe l'kabot tfilaso v'lo yashuv rekam. It is very effective in ensuring that one's tefila is accepted and that he won't return empty-handed. Kosav achai adam nachon v'roi l'chol adam l'espal v'chol yom b'yichud atzrachav u'parnasaso. We've quoted this chai adam before, that it is proper for a person to daven every day, specifically for his needs, for his parnasa, v'shalo yomosh ha-torah mipiv, v'zaro v'zerazaro, and that the Torah should never leave him or his progeny, v'shiyu kol yosei chalatzav ovdei Hashem be'emes, all of his progeny should be ovdei Hashem, v'shalo yimotzei chas v'shalom psul b'zaro, the chas v'shalom, there should never be a disqualification of his progeny, v'chomash yodea b'libo shetzarech lo, anything that you know personally you need, you should daven for. V'meinu yodea ledaber tzachus b'lashon ha-kodesh, if you're not fluent in lashon ha-kodesh, yomrana af b'lashon ha-ashkenaz, so say it in a foreign language, rak sheyem mikiros libo, as long as it is from the depths of your heart, as long as you are genuine and authentic. V'tov yoser lekibat filos ha-kol ha-inyonim ha-tzichim lo-achash esiyem kol ha-shmona esay, melekovam b'bir kashom ya-tfila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, important here, that it's better to add these personal requests after you finish Mona Esrei than to say them during Shomayat Tefillah, kedei sheyitztarech lanos kadosh u'kedusha, kedei shekisha yitztarech lanos kadosh u'kedusha, yiyah yuchal lanos achar amiraso hiliratzon l'chulei alma. So that way, if the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kaddish or Kedusha, if you've already said Yulei Ratzon, you'll be able to respond. If you're in the middle of Shomayat Tefillah, you won't be able to respond. So it's better to add them at the end. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Is there anything else that one should add before the last Yulei Ratzon? So in Shmiras HaLashon, the Chafetz Chaim says, and this is also quoted in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and this is a practice that some have, to add a pasuk that begins with the first letter of one's name and ends with the last letter of his name. And apparently that's a good segula, that one's name never be forgotten. La'asid lava. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Beis Gimel, Haragel lomar arba advarim elu zocha u'mekabel penei shchina. One who is accustomed to saying the following four things merits to encounter the Shechina. Asei leman shemecha, asei leman yiminecha, asei leman torah secha, asei leman kudusha secha. And that's why we add that in Elokai Netzor every day. Tomorrow, or later today, we will continue with Simen Kuf Chav Gimel. Be'ezus Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful day.